While Neil Abercrombie voted against the most important change to Medicare in its 40-year history, he believes it's critical to address the new drug program now that it's set to launch. The congressman held a video conference Monday with local and national Medicare experts.
I'm certainly not going to debate the issue. That's not a point here. The question here is how do we try and make this work as well as we can for the people that we all serve?
Nationally, the people served by Medicare numbers 42 million. On November 15th, the enrollment period for what's called Medicare Part D began, meaning prescription drug coverage will be included come January 1st. People who already have a retirement health plan probably don't need to enroll in the plan. But if you aren't already covered and you don't choose a program by next month, you'll automatically be assigned to a plan, although you can later change it. Leslie Norwalk is with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Washington. She said the changes in the insurance program include catastrophic coverage.
If you're Warren Buffett or Bill Gates' dad, okay, maybe it doesn't make that much difference to you, but to the rest of us mere mortals, you're spending tens of thousands of dollars on a drug every year. It's frightening if you don't have prescription drug insurance.
Ron Pollack is with Families USA, a national nonprofit dedicated to affordable health care. Like Abercrombie, he believes the Medicare drug plan was a, quote, highly flawed piece of legislation that is now causing enormous confusion across the country.
And I'd be surprised if you don't find that in Hawaii. I think this has proven to be bewildering for seniors, even people who've got some familiarity with using the web, people who are intelligent and thoughtful.
Pollack strongly advised local communities to establish one-on-one counseling to walk seniors through the registration steps. Barbara Kim Stanton of the local AARP agrees. Her group has conducted over a dozen workshops to help people make an informed decision on Medicare.
We really need to get to the one-on-one counseling because the seniors are coming with these Ziploc bags of information and they want one-on-one counseling.
Stanton told Medicare's Norwalk that Hawaii seniors have experienced long waits when calling Medicare's 1-800 number for assistance. She suggested the state or counties hold Medicare fairs to offer assistance. Karen Miyake is with the City and County's Elderly Affairs Division. Local medical professionals have been swamped with requests for help.
If you have a grandson, someone who can help you, go on the website. That's the best thing you can do to get your family involved. But it's a very tedious and very cumbersome process. It takes a good 20 minutes to get through a phone call to provide technical assistance.
Meantime, Dave Haywood of United Healthcare is worried there's not sufficient translation available for Hawaii residents for whom English is not a first language. Medicare's Norwalk said the national office offers more than 100 translators. Over 186,000 seniors in Hawaii are Medicare beneficiaries. May 15th is the last day to enroll in the new drug plan without penalty. The program will pay for both brand name and generic drug costs at participating pharmacies. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Chad Blair.